proposal. The only changes I had, well, one, I think in on page two, paragraph two, we're not supposed to talk about staff or any of the members particularly. So I just took out, I just made it option A and option B. And then in the second paragraph, because of the way first paragraph reads now, we can just say there's two options and vote to send both options to mayor and council. Then on the box, I added under option A, showing as a plus the fact that it's increasing the Hispanic population in Ward 3. And I just added that it affects, where it says disrupts more residents, I added affects voters in 4 wards instead of 2. And then I also took out about the redistribution of population and thought, and quite frankly, on all of that, it might be best just to give them these boxes that just say, look, this, this, and this. I'm good with taking out Michael. Michael didn't like the idea of putting in simplest approach, and I'm good with that. I just think somewhere we ought to have a note in that there is going to be a census in this year, which is going to require coming back together. And again, I don't, you know, I get it that that's going to happen anyway, regardless. I just think it does go to the idea of moving 12,000 versus 4,000 or 5,000. So I don't have a problem with taking out, who's ever taking notes, I guess we get one more look at this at some point, the idea of simplest approach, but I would like, and it doesn't actually have to be in a box, but somewhere a notation that, you know, there's going to be a census in 2020. And then I just changed the word stack to pack. That's closer to what the verbiage they use. And then I put in each case, what the it's doing. Because it is interesting that in option A, we're increasing the Hispanic population. We're increasing the total minority population, just like we're doing in option B on Ward 5. You know, and sort of increasing, I'm not saying it's necessarily a problem, but it's just really hard the way our city's set up, you know. And then in Ward 3, we added the business about increasing the Hispanic population, but we're also increasing the minority population in a district that's already majority minority. And so that ought to be noted. And just putting the notes, I don't know that we have to say anything in addition. Council's going to be smart enough to look at all this. I just thought it would be helpful if they saw exactly what's happening in the wards under both options, as opposed to getting a whole lot of information like we got that we had to sift through to get there. So anyway, that's my additions to what Kelly did, or deletions. Again, I don't have any problem with taking out the business about simple approach. So if, I don't know if anybody else has anything to add. If not.
This is Charlene.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just having trouble getting on and off mute. I did have a couple of suggestions or recommendations. I'm just trying to call them up in an easy to read way. And I agreed with a lot of the things that other folks I had on my list too, changing it to option 1 and 2. So thank you for doing that, Mayor. I think that makes a lot of sense. I would like to suggest that we remove the word disrupt and just use the word move.
Okay. I'm good with that.
I think that it's just redundant.
Yeah. Sean, are you taking notes wherever you are? Sean.
She is, Your Honor.
Okay. 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 We got that, Charlene. That's good.
A second one is in the Delta column for option A. I just wanted to double check because in my mind, we're only changing or affecting voters in three wards. Because although Ward 6 is impacted, we're not actually moving anybody out. But that, to me, I just wanted to make sure we were on the same page. But to me, we're really only affecting voters in three wards.
Okay. Well, I mean, so under option B, then you're only affecting voters in one ward because nobody's moving out of, you know.
Right. I
don't care if you want to say affects voters in three wards instead of one, but I think it really does affect Ward 6 to be certain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to have a conversation about it.
I'd leave it. I think they'll be more confused if we, because Kozachik will go, what happened to Ward 6?
Okay, then I think we should probably add in somewhere for option B that two wards are impacted.
Okay. Well, I guess it would be the same thing. Moves more residents, 12,000, affects voters in wards in four. Well, what we could do is we could say moves more residents, affects voters in four wards. Mm-hmm. And then on the next column, it says moves fewer people, affects two wards.
Right. I think just to have parity, I think that makes good sense.
Okay.
I had a similar suggestion to Michael, but that one was already addressed. I actually didn't mind if we kept simplest approach, because it is simpler. I was just going to suggest we strike the part about the 2020 census, because my thinking about that is that it's explained in the charter and that was included in the package where it says clearly that that's supposed to happen 2 years after a census.
Yeah. Roger, I have a question. So what will happen is our report will go to the council in a memo form. Are you going to add anything else? You know, because Kelly's done a really good job of kind of walking through everything. But are you going to add, you know, this is why we're doing this. We're out of compliance. We need to get to this. We're going to do this. And, you know, we're also going to we're required to do this 2 years from now when the census comes out.
So, yes, when we send this report to mayor and council, we'll do it as an off agenda memo to begin with, so that they have your recommendation. We will provide them kind of the basic information that we provide at the committee as well as at the public hearing about why we're doing this and what is looked at by the committee. And then right now we've been asked to schedule this on the November 17th mayor and council meeting, and there at the communication we'll go into a little bit further detail about the charter and the requirements and why this is brought forward now and how it will be coming back based on the census in 2020.
Okay, so maybe in that one box that said simplest approaches, the process were repeated following 2020 census. We've kind of said already moves fewer people, affects two wards, and that really answers most of that. And I guess what I'm trying to get to, obviously, is when you move all these people now, not knowing what's going to happen in 2 years, or knowing you're going to have to make moves in 2 years. And so the two thoughts kind of go together. But I'm not quite sure I'd like it to be kind of in the box just because I think people are going to really use this box. Mm-hmm. Kelly, you were the author of this. Any suggestions for where something about that could go?
I mean, so has her hand up.
Who does?
Marion.
Oh, I see it. Marion.
Sorry, I was muted. Go ahead, Marion. I wasn't going to answer that question, but I have a different question.
Okay. Go ahead.
And so we keep talking about in 2 years with the census is going to change things so dramatically. And I'm just curious, do we know that? You know, I think that there's an assumption that the numbers that we're working on are somewhat accurate because the numbers have changed, obviously, since the last census. So I just want to know, do we know that the census questions or numbers are going to be so dramatically different than what we are, the numbers that we're working off of?
I don't know. Roger, have you ever had to do this? Did you do this after the last census?
We did, Your Honor, and in 2012, we had some very significant changes. Part of this will also depend on when the county reprecincts. If they reprecinct in 21, which they probably won't based on the census being delayed, so we won't have those numbers probably in 22. But if they reprecinct before this committee is formed again, there's a very possible chance that they will move precincts pretty dramatically like they did last time. The county is attempting to consolidate precincts so that they are more capable of doing vote centers and those type of things as the state legislature allows them to do that.
So, yeah, I think you can expect, Marion, some serious work in 22, but what it's going to look like, you know, I don't know that anybody can predict that. But I mean, you know, the other thing is we can just leave it out. These guys, council's all smart enough to figure out 4,000, 12,000, 4,2. Okay. The census thing so long, Roger, sounds like you're going to reference that in your memo, correct?
I won't go into detail about what we think the census is going to do, but we'll just talk about the fact that the charter requires that the redistricting be looked at again 2 years following the census.
Okay. Okay. So I don't have a problem taking that out of the box. I think it's covered. So we don't have simple or census.
I was also wondering who struck that doesn't redistribute the population as evenly, equitably as option A.
Yeah, I mean, when I look at it, I mean, you know, I don't know what you want to put there. We definitely put, again, already in the pluses of option A, redistribute population more evenly overall. But I'm not sure when you look at it that it does a lot of that. You know, in Ward 1, it's packing more. In Ward 3, there's an increase, but the increase in the total is now increasing what's already a majority-minority district. In Ward 5, it does decrease a little. And in Ward 6, it decreases, which isn't helpful. And by the way, you can run these numbers around whatever precinct you hit, you're going to get, you know, pluses and minuses. So that's why I was just thinking, the best thing to do is just give them the squares where they can look at and judge for themselves, you know.
Mr. Mayor, this is Dennis.
Dennis, yeah.
When as soon as the committee members have spoken, I have one issue I want to raise for the committee's consideration.
Well, you better give it to us because that you're probably having something more serious than anything we're talking about.
No, nothing. In option A, in the boxes that talk about increasing Hispanic population.
Yeah.
There's a couple of them there. And below there are blue boxes that also say the same thing, kind of as a statement of fact. The two most defensible legal considerations for you on the changes, whatever change they are going to be MPD and
right.
then the total population in the wards.
Right.
And I just want to make sure the committee is okay and not concerned about the idea that if you put increasing certain ethnic populations as a plus, it may be more problematic than if you simply state them as facts, which you have in the blue boxes below.
Yeah, no, that was kind of my concern, was that we really don't have to say anything about what's more equitable or not equitable, because I can assure you different perspectives look at that a lot differently. But if we just say this is what we're doing, boom, 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 then the council can vote guided by, you know, Dennis. So that, no, I agree.
I hasten to emphasize, Mr. Mayor, that you have it in the blue boxes as a fact, which is fine. You know,
right. What you're kind of saying is you would take out, like I'm going to option A, and you would take out everything you'd put the first box, the MPDs, you'd do the second box, the neighborhood association, you do the third box, which does not delegate voting strength, which is true as a whole. And then you would delete under option A, the last three boxes, and then have just the facts. And then an option, and then on the deltas, again, you would take out the last box.
I make a case for having, if we do take those out, like for instance, the Ward 3 in the deltas on option B, Ward 3 Hispanic population is still under the Tucson overall population of 43%, that would be in the factual.
Right. No, I would take on option B, I would do the same thing. I would take out the boxes basically. In the option B, you're going to have the first three boxes. You'll have the fourth box. In the pluses, you'll take out the simplest approach. And then on the deltas, you just take them out and then just have the numbers.
I hasten to add, Mr. Mayor, that I wouldn't presume to tell the committee what to do. I'm simply telling you that that might be more legally prudent.
Well, what I will tell you that, you know, it's not within the, I don't think it's within what this committee was asked to do. This committee was asked to, you know, bring the MPD into accord, and option A and option B both do that really well. And they're within, you know, 0.3% of each other. Okay. When you're doing that, you don't want to dilute the voting strength of the minority populations. And we both option A and option B have done that. And then after that, it really is factual. You know, one moves this many and one moves this many, and then just give them the facts, you know. But I will tell you, I mean, Dennis, you probably have looked at the same concern. The way the city's structured and the way we've historically done this, you've got two wards that are, you know, way over what the population is. Now that's been done on purpose, because we're trying to provide for wards that have, you know, those can elect those Hispanic populations. In Ward 3, you've already got a majority-minority ward, and yeah, you could get concerned in the long run if somebody comes forward. You know, my example is, I'll take Ward 1, in a citywide election, a Republican white female who is very strong citywide wins that election against a Hispanic, and then you can appreciate the challenges you're going to get. But that's not, you know, that would require, I'm not even sure how you would solve that problem, you know. I tend to agree with you. Is just throw out all the comment about what we're doing in that regard and just put the facts. And then council can deal with it. And I don't think they're, you know, they're not going to go wrong on this one. We give them two good options, and they can see the pluses and minuses. and that's it.
So thank you for letting me pose that, and I will put it up to the committee's pleasure.
All right. Well,
would it make sense to just take it out of the language of positive and negative and just leave it in as elements of the two options?
Yeah, we could do that. I mean, but we do that with the boxes. And if we bring up the only thing I saw about the box that we probably ought to change, Charlene, is the way mine, the way it reads is I go down 1, 3, 5, 6. We probably ought to, where we're addressing Ward 5, we probably ought to have both boxes together. And where we're addressing Ward 6, we probably ought to have both boxes together, just so people can see that. So basically, the two boxes that are on top in the second column would move down, and you just have two blanks and let the Wards 1 and 3 do that. Yeah, and so, Marion, I think that does that. I think, you know, because, for instance, in the Ward 3 issue, we've said in the box, increases Hispanic population Ward 3 from 41.21 to 43.16, increases total minority population from 55.20 to 57.38. So, you know, and I think that is helpful. I think we're forgetting that we looked at, you know, all sorts of stuff, but we're asking them to only look at these two, and here's what's important in those two.
Yeah, I would hate to lose any of it because it did help inform also our choices to some degree. So, you know, this is not, so I don't know legally, obviously, this memo that we're going to be sharing with them, with the city council, what the parameters are of that, but it looks like we're doing a little bit of catching them up to what process we went through, what were some of the things that we looked at. Obviously, both options are going to fit the legally mandated parameters that we set out to do, but I would hate to lose any of the process for looking at these options.
Yeah. So I think, I mean, you almost have to see it aesthetically. I'm not sure what I'm looking at now. So let's at the screen, the red boxes represent, I'm not sure why the blue boxes got canceled out.
Maybe a different person doing the editing, Mr. Mayor. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason for those blue boxes to have been canceled out.
They were moved down to match up the
left-hand side. Oh, perfect. Okay. So let's say we leave those boxes as is, and let's say we just say no Tucson population is Hispanic population is, and the comments obviously go out. Now let's go back up. Who's ever controlling that? Okay. So just start box one stays, box two stays, box three stays. So basically what Dennis has said is we may not want to, on the pluses on option A, have box 4, 5, or 6 because it's kind of commenting on what's already factually noted before. Okay. And then you would leave the edits we've made, moves more residents affecting voters in 4 wards instead of 2. So those boxes would go out. Can you
be interested in hearing from Kelly why you put those, why your initial thinking was to put that information in, and what you think about what we're considering right now?
Yeah, this my table was really based on the conversations we've had at a committee. I wasn't thinking in terms of legal, but like what the committee liked and also highlighted as, you know, problems or deltas with both proposals, right? And, you know, just it was based on all of our comments. You know, I think the committee, you know, some prefer B, some preferred A, and I just tried to capture everybody's comments because we're proposing or we're sending both to council for review. And, you know, this is what we liked and also were challenged by with both, you know, both proposals. So just giving them that information, it was sort of showing our thoughts, right, our conversations. And it was helpful for me to just sort of break it down, you know, based on our conversations. So that's, I was not looking at it through, you know, Dennis's eye, which, you know, I respect, but that's why I put it together that way.
So why don't we do, here's what I'm thinking now. Why don't we leave box four under option A, which redistributes. See, I don't know that it does do it more evenly. That's the problem. But it does redistribute population over more wards, you could say. Redistributes population over more wards, and then keep bringing the Hispanic population to the same percentages overall community from 41-2-1 to 43-1-6, because that was clearly something that was important to the committee. Okay. Then take out the business. The next box is really just, it's a repeat now of the box above. And the box below, I don't know that we want to talk about packing. Okay. Then you would leave. So that would look like that. Then moves more residents affecting those in four. Okay. Then we go over to option B, and we've made the edits there in the pluses column. In the minus column, I just don't think it's that doesn't redistribute the population even equity as option A. You can say doesn't redistribute as
the population across as many wards.
Yeah, doesn't redistribute the population across as many wards. That would be fine.
And then delete the next two.
No, I would leave the one that says you could add does not increase Hispanic population in Ward 3, but I don't know that you really need to say that. You've already basically said it over and
right.
It's a plus in the other, and then right. Take out the packing.
Yep.
Yeah, so take out that box and that box.
The only reason I'm thinking about keeping, and I don't have a strong feeling, I completely agree with the packing one.
Yeah.
I think we tried to match kind of like what are the differences,
and right,
it having that Ward 3 Hispanic population is still under does match.
Okay, so what
the difference between
yes? Yeah, so what you could do is in the box above, because that's where it is on the other side, doesn't redistribute the probably as many wards.
Does not bring
Hispanic population in Ward 3 up from 41-2-1 to 43-1-6.
I agree. I think it's helpful to show the contrast
Okay, as many words, and then so that's fine. Now don't move the pluses there, unless because we want to leave that box, but we also want to, I guess, reemphasize in the delta box on the option B the same language. It is the same language if you can move it without moving it, as they say. It doesn't bring the Hispanic population the same way. Yeah. Okay. We'll see. Oh, those people are so good with this stuff. Okay,
we could also take the last combined split precincts, which is a plus for option B. We could put in a delta for option A that it does not combine split precincts. Okay. I mean, if we're trying to keep the apples to apples, okay. Maybe it makes sense to do that.
Okay. And then, so back to that one you just moved, just to make the language right. It should say doesn't redistribute the profit across as many wards, does not bring the, and then just say does not bring the Hispanic population. Same percentage of the community. Period. You don't need from 41. Yeah. You don't need that from 41.21 to 43.16 because that's already in the other one. Just period community. That's it. Okay. Okay. And then by taking that out, it really brings up the other boxes, which I think is actually really helpful. And it's just the facts and they can see and figure it out for themselves. Okay. Editing, what fun. Okay. Anybody have anything else on that or on this at all? I think it looks pretty good. Charlene?
I'm just reading through it one more time. It's the English teacher in me. <That's>... I think it, I don't see additional things. I'm not noticing anything right now.
Okay. All right. So, Roger, if we vote to send this to the committee or to the council, are we done?
So if you are comfortable with what you have provided and done here, and you vote to send this to council, allowing us to make any stylistic changes that may be necessary, just as we go back through and reproof it to make sure that it's spelled correctly and we're not missing anything. But we would not at that point in time change anything other than clerical. Then we would put one final statement in the recommendation that on this date the committee voted by a vote of whatever to forward this recommendation to mayor and council. And we would do that simply because you're not going to have an opportunity to sign like we would normally actually have you sign the document. But under the situation that we're under, that'd be a little bit difficult to do. And electronic signature wouldn't really do much different than just merely making that statement. But we would add that statement that the committee voted to forward this recommendation.
Okay.
Mary, your hand up.
I'm sorry. Marion?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Hand down. I don't even know how to use the hand. So, okay. Anybody else?
Just a comment that I was thinking about as we were working through this, which is that I really appreciate everybody's thinking and intention. And just wanted, the census point is one we've talked about a lot. And one that I didn't really think about until we were talking today, and I was looking at things today, is that I think the census and the changes might be more significant at that time. But I also know that, you know, we also have a city election coming up in 2021, at least unless the state legislature changes that or whoever, you know, and I just think it's important. You know, we're talking about a percentage here, 2% there. And in some ways, it isn't very significant, but I'm also really thinking about the fact that there are constraints in what we can do and how we can move things and what percentage of people. And I don't want to make it seem like either of these options have negligible changes, right? I think we're talking about enfranchising voters and making sure that there is, you know, representation across our city. And just because wards have been how they are doesn't mean that they should always stay that way. So I really appreciate the different approaches we're taking and giving the council and the mayor two strong options with different benefits. And I don't want to call them disadvantages, but benefits and, you know, nothing is perfect. But we're giving them, I think, two really good options to consider and making sure that we're doing so by having thought through it in a lot of different kinds of ways. And incremental change does make a big difference towards equity. You know, I just also finished teaching a letter from a Birmingham jail where Martin Luther King talks about, you know, that one of his frustrations was always the incrementalists, and that it's just a little bit at a time when there's these really big problems we're trying to deal with. And while I agree with him and his time and place, I also think there's something to be said for incremental change. And, you know, it's important because, again, we're talking about representation on council and people's access to help from ward offices. And I just appreciate how carefully we've thought about it and not just made it a calculation on a calculator to solve a problem. So thank you. And little changes can make a big difference over time.
Right. Yeah. Incrementalism is undervalued. Okay. We've got a... Yeah, go ahead, Roger.
Mr. Mayor, we do have the clean version that we can display to the committee and let you take a look at it. We spent a lot of time on the chart. There was also some language following the chart that was added, so we'll want you to look at that as well.
Okay, well, show us where that is, the charge that was added, because I think we can...
This is the clean version of the chart.
Right. Yep. Goes, that should go down one more because there's Ward 6. Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, this is Dennis.
Yeah.
In the option A boxes.
Yeah.
I guess I'm just confused about should in the last box. Should there be a reference to a particular ward on the 41 to 43? I'm there confused.
Yeah, there should be. And we just, thanks, Dennis. It should say decreases to my population, just to say in Ward 6 from, yeah. Thanks, Dennis. That's a good catch. Okay. So where's that charge language you're talking about, Roger?
In the two paragraphs following the chart.
Oh.
That was a comment. This is Charlene. That was a comment I made more for our discussion. I don't know that it necessarily belongs on. I don't mind if it stays here personally, but I also don't know that it necessarily belongs here. I just wanted to make sure that was part of our discussion today.
Yeah, I think I would not add those. They're kind of editorial comments. They're not, you know, I would take them out. Okay. Yeah, conclusion. We thank the, that's who we are. Boom. We send this thing to the committee. Okay. That's good.
So right before section 5 is where we would put in the vote from this evening's meeting.
Okay, well, we have to do that. All right, let's vote on whether we want to forward this report that we're looking at to the mayor and council. I'll take a motion from anybody.
Mr. Mayor, it's Dennis.
Yeah.
I'm the slow child. I'm still not sure on that box that it's saying what I'm thinking it's saying. Sorry.
I think I see what he's talking about. Where it has to, are you saying it has to specify... It should specify Ward 3.
Yeah, brings the Hispanic population to the same percentage.
Oh, I see. Okay, you're right. On all of them.
One of the wards.
Yeah, okay, you're right. So on each of them, okay, I was just assuming that. In each of them, like you go up, it should say, well, we did that on all of them. So, all right.
It should be in Ward 3. Same percentage.
Well, it should say in Ward 1, it should say in Ward 3, it should say in Ward 5. We didn't do it on any of them. Increase, so go down the next box, it should say in Ward 3. Go down the next box, the second one, it should say in Ward 5. And then if you go across, it's the same thing. Increase the total my vote in Ward 5, and then down. And then the last one.
Sorry.
Do you see anything else?
Well, I'm just wondering in the pluses. So we're back up to the pluses. Option A. fourth box down, left side.
Yeah.
Should there be a ward in there?
Oh.
Yeah, because it doesn't specify a ward.
You're right. God, you are a good editor. Just back to the same percentage as ever coming from in ward. I think of the. Can we just say in ward 3 is after 43.16? Bringing this back to the same percentage as overall in ward 3.
I think ward 3 is overall community.
I don't know that it redistributes. I think you can say not more evenly. It redistributes population over more wards. Yeah, so all you do is take out the ward more evenly.
Okay. Bringing Hispanic in ward 3 to the same percentage as overall.
Yeah. And because then that meets, then if you go to the deltas on the other side, doesn't redistribute across as many wards, does not bring, yeah. Yeah, that's right. God dang.
Is everybody else okay with that?
Yeah. You might, Dennis, did you go to some like really good school or something? I think you did.
I was in the era of Catholic school English teachers who were, careful.
Careful's good.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So with that, I actually had asked for a motion and Dennis interrupted. We're going to go back and ask for a motion.
Now. My apologies.
No problem. You did a good. That was good. Somebody give me a motion to approve this piece of paper.
This is Glenn Perkins. I motion that we send this as is.
All right. Get a second.
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion and second. Glenn.
Grady Scott, second the motion.
God dang it. Where were these guys all along? Hold on. I want to go back. Glenn, Grady, I was kind of assuming you guys weren't here because I didn't. But you're here. Is there anything? You followed all of it? Are both of you good with what we've done?
They were on for most of the discussion.
Totally.
Okay.
Yes.
Grady's there. Glenn, you're good?
Yeah, I think everything looks fine.
Great. That makes me feel better that we have 7. Okay. We've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nays? No nays. All right. So you've got your vote, Roger. It says here next steps. I guess you explain the next steps. Are we to meet? There's no work. This is the end of our work for this year.
Yes, sir, Your Honor. This will take the committee's work to the mayor and council now. I would like to personally thank each of you for taking the time to do this. I know it's a fast, hard process to get through all of this, and it was very enjoyable working with you and seeing the commitment that you took and the interest that you took in this process. Hopefully 2 years from now, when we go back through this again, the mayor and council will consider placing you back on the committee and continue the work that you started here. Thank you very much.
But then we have to agree to come back too. Anyway.
Yes, sir, you do.
Understanding that we can't serve on the committee again in 2 years.
Roger.
Only every 4 years.
Holy moly. All right. We were the second choice for the big one in 2 years. Anyway, I want to thank all of you too. It was, it's not hard, but there are all sorts of issues that are really big issues that we sort of begin to address in this. And I think everybody did it in good spirit and, in a good tone and tenor. So I really appreciate that. So anyway, I just want to thank all of you too for doing this. And we will see what the council, we can watch and see how the council reacts. I think they'll be appreciative of the work we did though, for sure. Okay. If there's nothing else, motion to adjourn. You can't make a motion, Ms. Stash.
I was just waiting.
Aye. Okay. I'll second. And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Perfect. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
Bye. All right.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.